This man welcomes sinners and eats with them. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's gospel, we see the Pharisees are on the lookout for other people's defects. And many traditionalists are this way. But we should focus on rooting out our own defects rather than worrying about the defects of others, since we cannot be an example to the rest of the church of the good of tradition if we are not becoming holy in the process. From time to time, we have to step back and examine our lives to see how we're doing spiritually, because it is very easy for us to get caught up in the day-to-day living and not stand back, because we're in a rut, to not stand back and to actually consider, how are we doing spiritually? Am I any better than I was last year? How am I doing overall? To that end, we should ask ourselves some questions about our conduct, which seems to plague traditionalists in particular, but also human beings in general, such as, over the past year or since you joined the traditional movement, how have you improved on the following things? How's your prayer life coming? Are you working toward fulfilling Christ's precept of praying always, or do you slack off because of complacency and spiritual sloth? How's your gratitude towards God? Do you thank Him daily for all that He gives you, especially your traditional faith? Are you thanking Him after Mass adequately and for the reception of the other sacraments, or do you, as soon as Mass is over, bolt out the door? How's your detachment coming to things such as your wife, your husband, your family, your possessions, such as your house, your cars, your money, or your job? How much do you put other things before God? In other words, are you any better now than you were a year ago in being detached from the things that you want? How often do you detract against people, or have you gotten in the habit of praying for them when you see a defect of theirs? You've heard me say this before. When you see someone's defect, you should be in the habit of, once you see that and God has revealed it to you, to immediately turn and pray and do some penance for them, or do you continue just to detract rather than to deal with it? Are you less judgmental about people's interior states than you used to be? Do you seek to find ill will on the part of others in order to make yourselves feel better? How's your life of mortification coming? Are you actively trying to root out your imperfections, or are you satisfied with just staying out of mortal sin, or just kind of staying in your plateau where you're at? Spiritual life is arduous and requires a great deal of suffering in order to be purified. How well are you embracing it? In the last year, have you grown in humility? How's that coming? What are you doing to actively root out pride? Does knowing the truths of the tradition make you prideful, like the Gnostics? Or does it make you humble, realizing that you would be as blind as everyone else if it wasn't for God's grace? In other words, do you think somehow you're special because of the fact that you happen to receive this grace? Or are you fully realizing in humility that the only reason you see the problems in the church and you know what should be done as far as your faith goes is because of His grace, not on your part? How much are you growing in that realization? What have you done lately to learn more about God and the faith? Listening to homilies on Sunday isn't enough. You have to learn more about your faith according to your state in life. So in the last year, what have you learned about your faith? Have you done any reading? Have you done anything to learn more about it? If you have problems with vulgarity or profanity, have you overcome that vice? What about anger? How's your road rage these days? Most people suffer from road rage because they're so impatient, because they just simply want to get to where they're going, rather than they should be stepping back and getting the habit of stepping back the minute they get into the vehicle, thinking to themselves, okay, whatever happens, I'm not going to be in a rush, I'm going to be patient and wait till it happens. Have you worked on your patience? How is controlling your temper around those you live coming? Are you getting better at it? Are you always being truthful? Or do you find yourself lying because you do not want to deal with people, or you do not want to suffer because truth requires it? In other words, if you have worked on a spirit of mortification, you basically would never lie because you just suffer whatever the truth brought your way. How docile are you to others who tell you the truth about yourself? Or do you tend to react against anything they say about you? Do you react by trying to find fault with them rather than being humble and looking at yourself? In other words, when someone says something negative about you, the first inclination of a holy person is to stand back and say, is this true? If it is, then I got to do something about it. If it's not, then we should pray for the person or even for ourselves so that if we don't see it, maybe we will in the future, but if not, then we pray so that the person doesn't labor under this misconception. Or do we just look at them and think negatively of them? How often do you shop on Sundays and holy days of obligation without necessity? This seems to be a big problem even among traditionalists. Are you engaging in servile work without necessity on Sundays? Or have you worked to arrange your life and get into the habit of making sure all your work is done on Saturday or that you can put stuff off until Monday? Or do you require others to work unnecessarily on Sundays and holy days of obligations because of what you do? That is, when you go out and shop unnecessarily, you're not only responsible for your sin, but you're responsible not necessarily for the other person's sin, but for the fact that you make them work unnecessarily. How's your marriage? Has it improved? Are you comfortable in your habits? And would you prefer that a better marriage where charity is prevalent? In other words, do you prefer the rut you're in and to your own habits and defects to a better marriage? When you go to confession to confess your sins against your spouse and your family, how often do you personally apologize to them first before coming to confession? How hard are you working at your place of employment? Is your employer getting out of you what he is paying you for? Do you spend time doing personal emails, web surfing, or just loafing on the job rather than actually working? You know, it is a matter of justice. It's a contract. When he says, I'll pay you X amount for the work that you do for these hours, if you don't put in a full hour's worth of the work that he pays you for, it's a form of theft. Do you take small items from work without the employer's permission? Now, some employers don't mind if you take certain things. Some say no. If so, have you in the past, if you've done it, how's restitution coming? Have you made restitution for the things that you've made in the past? For children, are you more obedient this year to your parents than you were last year? Are you more respectful and honoring of your parents? For parents, are you more concerned about your child's needs, both physical and spiritual, more than your own this year, more than you were last year? When you go on vacation, do you make arrangements so that you can get to Mass when you should? Or do you justify not going to Mass based on the false excuse of, I'm on vacation? For men, are you more chaste in thought, word, and deed than you were last year? Men generally struggle more with chastity. For women, are you more modest in your speech and dress than you were last year? For both, are you practicing custody of the eyes and mind more? Or do you let your thoughts go off into impurity, even if it appears romantic or okay? How often do you waste food because of carelessness or disordered appetite, which desires fresh food all the time rather than eating leftovers? How much gossiping are you doing? Are you improving on that? Do you take pleasure in other people's gossip when they tell you these things? Do you reveal people's secrets or say things that proper discretion would say, don't say this, it's not the time or the place? Have you improved on being more discreet? If you have destroyed people's names or said something contrary to them, what have you done to restore their good name? Are you following the precepts of the church, such as supporting your pastors? Or do you give only a little using vain excuses? Are you abstaining from meat on Fridays? If not, are you doing a substantial penance in its place? In the traditional movement, it is to try and recoup the tradition, which is simply to not eat meat on Fridays. But it is listed to do some substantial penance. Saying a couple Hail Marys isn't enough. Are you making sure that you're doing the substantial penance on Fridays if you end up eating meat? Are you getting to confession regularly? That is, for the average layman, at least once a month. That is, if you're staying out of mortal sin, and if you're not, more frequently. It is a fact that, as you all probably know, people are receiving communion more sacrilegiously today because they're going to confession less, they're committing graver sins more, and yet they're going to communion more. I'm not so sure that, while I think it's a bit better among traditionalists, I'm not so sure it's all that much better. In some parishes that I've been, where I've filled in, every weekend, the priest will hear well over 100 confessions when there's only, say, 300 or 400 people there. Is that what we see here? I don't think people go into confession as often as they should. Are you getting better at that? Reception of the sacraments more frequently? And to that end, are you getting to Mass during the weekdays when you could? Or do you just say, well, I'd rather not go. I'd rather sleep in, or I'd rather do X, when you could very well get to Mass. Now, if you can't, because you work, or whatever the case is, that's fine. But if you're just using the excuse that I don't have to go, how is that improving your spiritual life? You see, it is always good from time to time to do a particular examine, because it is too easy for us to think that we're doing okay when we're staying out of mortal sin, when in fact we have done virtually nothing in our spiritual lives for a very long time. It's very easy to be blind this way. You have heard that the spiritual life is like being in a river. If you're not going forward, you're going backwards. Be careful, because unless you are working against the tide of original sin, which tends to drag us down, your spiritual life will go downhill. So frequently stand back and examine your life and make sure that you are advancing spiritually, so that you do not end up having to stand before God for spiritual sloth, lack of mortification, and the like. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.